It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry.
All right, we only get to spin the wheel today and tomorrow because if you've missed the news, the lineup is changing on Wednesday. And so we only have a show and a half left of Spanning the State. But we're going to make the most of it. So let's spin the wheel.
Marshfield.
All right. So I grabbed this story because a week ago, I was at a friend's house and they live in River Hills and their dog, they've been collecting the ticks from their dog. They only had two, so it's not really a big collection yet. But there was one that was like sizable. It was smaller than a dime, but not that much smaller than a dime. So now I want to send them the story and be like, you could put this, instead of it just sitting in a Ziploc bag in your junk drawer, you could do science with this tick. Because in Marshfield, health researchers at the Marshfield Clinic are once again collecting ticks found across Wisconsin. So this was a study that began last year. They started the Tick Inventory via Citizen Science Study. It was designed to identify the ticks that were found across the state to ascertain whether new invasive ticks are moving into Wisconsin and to delve into details about how they spread disease. So receiving more ticks will mean more species data, but this year the scientists are also expanding the kind of information they are asking people to contribute. So people who send ticks to the research team will be asked if they are taking any precautions to avoid ticks and if they have ever been diagnosed with a tick-borne disease. Last year, more than 6,000 ticks were sent to researchers from nearly all these 72 counties in the state. The ticks were sent voluntarily to the research team, and then the clinic provided tick collection kits to people who requested them, and then the volunteers then returned the kits. So about 70%, so 4,200 of the ticks returned to the team were just wood ticks, known as the American dog ticks. The majority of the remainder were deer or black-legged ticks. Both species are commonly found in the eastern half of the United States. But the team also processed ticks less common to Wisconsin, including Lone Star ticks and brown dog ticks, which are more prevalent in warmer climates. So if you would like, if you have a tick that you've been holding on to or you want to know what to do with it, if you dig one out of yourself or a dog or another animal, you can request free collection kits and you can send them directly to Marshfield. And so you need to email ticks, but it's spelled T-I-C-S at marshfieldclinic.org, unless it's a typo. It feels like it should be T-I-C-K-S, but in the Green Bay Gazette, which is where I got this story from, it said T-I-C-S at marshfieldclinic.org. So I don't know. If it bounces back, add a K. That's my solution there. All right. Let's see where else we are headed.
Milwaukee.
All right. So back on New Year's, I was one of the many people who stopped by. I was not there for hours, but stopped by Victor's during its 24-hour party that was their last hurrah after their 60-year run. But now, they have been bought, or it has been sold, however you want to frame it. The former home of a longtime downtown Milwaukee bar, Victor's, has been sold for $1 million to an area real estate investor. So the building, obviously it's on Van Buren, if you've ever been there, is now owned by a group led by Greg Kastenholtz, who is president of the New Berlin-based Poblaki Paving Corp. He told the Journal Sentinel that at this point there are no plans. This is what Tom Dakin wrote up. But no plans for what they're going to do with the building yet. And the investment had nothing to do with the paving company. So I guess we will have to see what happens. I have to imagine that they're not going to just refurbish the building and they're going to knock it down and build something new. But I don't know. But it was originally listed at $1.7 million, but Millie sold for $1 million. So took a little bit of a haircut. So we'll see. So we'll see what happens to Victor's. But Victor's, that was a great party. I did get sick from it. I think that's where we got sick. Remember, I got
like a stomach flu, right?
I had a stomach flu, yeah. I think it was from there. I guess I can't say for sure, but
who knows?
Who knows? It was one way to go out. All right, when we come back, it is 414 day. I have been collecting some of your texts on what you love about Milwaukee. Feel free to send more in. 855-616-1620. Sunny Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line. I'm going to talk about why I love Milwaukee. We're going to talk about some of the things that are happening. We're going to check in with the newsroom. Stay with us on Spanning the State.